Signs everywhere. There's signs screwing up the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this. Don't do that. Can't you read the signs? You might recognize those lyrics from the 1990 hit song Signs by the heavy metal, big hair rock group Tesla. Or, if you're a little older, you might have heard it, 1971. That was released originally by the Canadian group Five Man Electrical Band. This time of year, we are absolutely inundated with signs. They are everywhere. If you were to be here on Thanksgiving Eve for the service, you would have seen a cornucopia, a sign that Thanksgiving was just a few days ago. And if you turn on a computer, watch TV, or read a newspaper on Thanksgiving, you'll see a whole other set of signs. Black Friday, stores open early, stores open on Thanksgiving. Yikes. Those are signs from marketers telling us we need to buy more stuff. Recent study found that people see or hear over 360 ads a day. That includes ads from television, internet, magazines, radio, and billboards. But when you include brands like the Nike swoosh symbol that you'd see on a pair of shoes, or the Jolly Green Giant on a can of green beans, the number of brand signs we've seen in a day gets really high. It gets kind of crazy. We see over 5,000 of those brand signs each and every day. 5,000. That's insane. Each one trying to get us to think something, to feel something, to buy something. And then there's Christmas coming up, of course. It's a little harder to see the signs of Christmas in South Florida, at least to me. It's a little different when you're up north. As a child, I'd trek off to the local tree farm, pick out the best Christmas tree of the batch, and then help Dad chop it down, tie it to the top of our car. We'd usually have some hot cider and a cookie or two to keep us warm and fed during the tree chopping in the winter cold. And if we were really lucky in Baltimore that year, sometimes there'd be snow coming down too. I miss that snow. But taking the plastic Christmas tree out of the attic last night, it's kind of heavy. Sweating some from the November heat we still have down here, it reminded me I miss some of those seasonal signs from up north. This week, I can almost guarantee that each of you have seen signs of families gathering around to share a meal. It's a good sign. Ads promoting Black Friday sales galore, another different sign. And an image of Santa ringing a bell, encouraging you to give to the Salvation Army. Signs, signs, everywhere there's signs. Comedian Bill Engvall talks about signs a little bit differently. He imagines a world where all the people that ask dumb questions would have a sign around their neck. That way you wouldn't have to ask them for anything. You just look at them and say, oops, never mind. I didn't see your sign. He then tells a few short stories about how these signs would work. Now, Bill's a country boy, so I'm going to try to use my best Southern accent. And my wife, Kathy, would tell me it's really not that great, so apologies. One time when fishing, Bill pulled up his boat on the dock, lifted up a big line of bass fish, and a guy on the dock says, hey, y'all catch all them fish? Nope, he says. I just talked them into giving up. Here's your sign. Before Bill moved across the country, his house was full of boxes. U-Haul truck was in the driveway. Neighbor came over and says, hey, you moving? Nope, he replies. We just pack up our stuff once or twice a week just to see how many boxes it takes. Here's your sign. Then there was the time Bill was driving. He had a flat tire, pulled his truck into a side of the road gas station. Gas station attendant walks out, looks at the truck, asks, tire too flat? Not able to resist, Bill replies, nope. I was driving around, and those other three just swelled up right on me. Here is your sign. Now, the message from this particular comedian is that signs can be funny, but they can label you. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd want one of those signs hanging around my neck. People might see it and stop talking. I like to suggest that signs aren't inherently good or bad. They're just signs. Signs can be helpful, They could provide good information, answers, sometimes comfort. But with all those signs out there, which ones do we pay attention to? There's only so much a person can process, certainly not 5,000 signs a day. Now, the signs you pay attention to make a difference. Over time, they can begin to define you. Jesus spoke an awful lot about signs. Today's scripture reading is filled with them. Our gospel reading from Luke today says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earth will distress among nations. That doesn't sound like a very happy Thanksgiving or a particularly festive holiday season either. When you hear that, these signs of distress among nations, what do you think about? My mind wanders to a few words: Paris, Beirut, ISIS. If you've been anywhere close to a computer or television screen recently, you've probably seen those signs too. Jesus then goes on to give some advice in today's text, telling us to be on guard so that our hearts are not weighed down with the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. So while we watch distress among the nations, we are not to be weighed down with worry. Okay, we wait in anticipation to be ready of what is to come. It's making me feel a little better, this not worrying part, but something still seems off. Why are we talking about this dark stuff? Thanksgiving's just 3 days ago. Heck, today starts the first week of Advent. Early in the service, we lit the first candle of the Advent wreath, and we figured that out. Now, this wreath is a reminder that we wait in quiet anticipation for the coming of the Christ child. Maybe that's it. Instead of focusing on current signs, instead we can look to the signs of the past. Perhaps those signs will help guide our ways. Think about the signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars that Jesus mentions in Luke 21. The Magi were looking for heavens for a sign. They ended up following a star to Bethlehem to worship a newborn baby. Jesus asks us in that same chapter to be on guard. Again, don't be weighed down with the worries of this life so that each day does not catch you unexpectedly. Worry and a newborn baby waiting in anticipation. If you're a parent, that just might sound familiar. It reminds me of getting ready for the birth of our firstborn daughter, Hannah. My wife, Kathy, and I put all this effort into getting the nursery ready. But then we'd worry about whether the baby would be safe, whether the crib was set up right. We'd then worry about packing the hospital bag for the birth. Had we put all the right things in there? What if we forgot something? And then there were my in-laws. Oh, the in-laws. They called from Orlando on their way from Chicago. They were less than 3 hours from our home the day before Hannah was born. Why, yes, they announced, we were planning to be here for the birth of this child. What? Our house isn't clean enough for guests. We worried some more. But then it happened. The birth of our beautiful daughter, Hannah Grace, March 10th, 2010. The moment we heard her first cry, held her close, changed that first diaper, those worries, they just melted away. Kathy and I knew the birth of this child had changed us forever in an instant. Our lives, our world would never be the same. And perhaps that is not so different as what we do now, waiting in this season for another child to be born. So when you see the signs of war or rumors of war, hear words like Beirut, Paris, and ISIS, remember the angel speaking to terrified shepherds on the night the Christ child was born. Do not be afraid, the angel says. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. That's a sign to fear not. This baby is good news. Be ye joyful. When you see the signs trying to sell you something, those 5,000 brand signs we encounter each and every day, Listen to that same angel describe the ultimate gift, one that didn't cost you a thing. "This will be a sign for you," the angel says. "You will find a child wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger." That's a sign as seen in Scripture, not on TV, and not available in stores. And when you grow frustrated with friends, family, and coworkers, and it will happen this time of year, I guarantee it, you may be tempted to put a not-so-nice message around their neck saying, "Here's your sign." Instead, remember the multitude of angels singing at the birth of the Christ child. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth for all," the angels cry out. Take that angelic cue, sing together with your fellow women, your fellow men, giving glory to God in the highest. Wait well, with anticipation, with excitement, to celebrate a very special birth. For when you do, this worrisome, busy, sometimes expensive time of year won't seem like any of those things at all. Instead, you'll find what you've been looking for your whole life long. You will find what God desires for you in this season. You will find peace on earth come down from the heavens, now dwells with us.